Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you once again for the privilege of being here. Lord, it's no coincidence that we are here this morning. It's not by chance that we are here this morning. Father, like the song went forth, we need you, Lord. We need you in every area of our life. Father, we can't do nothing, zero, without you. Thank God we're not alone. Thank God that you is with us. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God and amen. All right, then. Here we go. We're in chapter 9. John chapter 9. Let's start at verses number 1. And what we're going to be talking about today, the title of our message, I was blind, now I see. I was blind, now I see. And that's what we're going to be sharing about today. That's what we're going to be ministering on today. And let's just look at this thing right here, the word of God right here. It says, chapter 1, it said, and as Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was blind from his birth. And his disciple asked him, saying, Master, who did sin? Did man or his parent that he was born blind? Let's just stop right there for a minute. Let's just kind of look at this couple of passages right here. Notice what, notice Jesus that was passing by this man. He seen that was blind. Watch this here. He was blind from birth, meaning that he never seen the sun rise. He never did see the sun set. He was blind from birth. It's not like he lost his sight. He was accustomed to seeing the sun rise and set. He never seen nothing like that. He never experienced anything like that. Now watch what verse number 2 say. And his disciple asked him, saying, Master, who did sin? This man or his parent? That he was born blind. Notice right there. When things happen in our life, when things happen to us, watch this here. We always want to know why, how come, what is the reason for that? Stay with me now. That reason is very important. We want to know why and how come. You know why? Because we want to blame somebody. Come on now. We want to put it on somebody because we're coming up short. We want to blame somebody. But I want you to know Jesus came right back, watch this here, and he shut them down. Notice what Jesus said in verse number 3. Jesus answered, he said, neither. Neither have this man sinned nor his parent, but that the work of God shall be manifest in his life, in him. Then nobody, watch this here, things just happen sometimes. It's not a reason for it. Many times. We don't have a reason for things that take place in our life. And I want you to know things happen in all our life, whether it be good or whether it be bad. It all happened to us sometime or another. And most of the time, if we had the reason why it happened, guess what? Then we want to blame somebody. We want to put it on somebody. We want to say, I can't get ahead because I didn't go to college. I can't get ahead because I'm black. I can't get ahead because I'm white. We want to blame somebody because we're not where we think we ought to be. Many times, things just happen. Things just happen anyhow to people, whether it's good or whether it's bad. We don't want it. And Jesus shot them down. He said, neither one. Whatever you're facing this morning, whatever you're going through, and you might be wondering, why did this happen to me? Why am I going through this here? Sometime, you'll never find out the reason why and how come. Just know that you know that God is in charge. God is in control, and he know all things. And he allow, watch this here, he allow and he permit things to happen to you and I. Wow, that he can get the glory. He can work things out for you supernaturally. And you know that you know the only way that you came out, the only way that you made it is because of him, that he would get the glory. Come on now. That he would get the glory. And we just, if we just accept it, acknowledge it, and press on and keep on, God will get the glory. He is in charge. He is in control of every situation and circumstance. I want you to know this morning, nothing just happened. Come on now. Nothing just happened to you and I. It's a reason. It's a purpose. It's a reason why God allowed and permit that you and I could go through some things. Why? He let us go through, let you and I go through some things sometime that he could get the glory, that he could get the honor. And that, guess what? When you come out of that situation and that circumstance, when you pass it through the rivers and the water and the fire, hey, thank God that you're out. Thank God that you made it through. Thank God that you survived. But guess what? Go back and tell somebody the goodness of the Lord, how he brought you out. Sister, brother, let me tell you what God did for me when I was going through that. Sister, brother, let me tell you what God did for me when I was facing that. Tell somebody. He didn't just bring you out that you could say, well, thank God I'm through. No, go tell somebody.